Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Glenn is set to become the Jets head coach and new head coach, should I say. The deal was in place apparently yesterday. They interviewed and he left, thought about it, and then came back today and said, all right, yeah, I do want the job. But they were hoping that he would take the job yesterday. And then, Mike, you alluded to Ben Johnson having his presser, and he said, you know, of course, he said all the right things. I have my reservations about Ben just as a guy that is a leader of men and can control a team and certainly do the things that you need to do as a head coach. Not going to question his, you know, football acumen when it comes to offensive football and what he's done. But that's still, you know, we got to figure that out. We'll see if that happens. But he did say he's excited to work with Caleb. And, Mike, you remember, I think last week, Caleb Williams said that, right, he wanted to work with a young offensive coordinator that he could grow with. Well, he got the guy.
He's been in the NFL since 2012. He was an assistant with the Dolphins. He's been a quarterback's coach, as you know, climbing the ladder, and eventually in Detroit, passing game coordinator, and then the OC, and everyone's saying he's really, you know, helped to revitalize Jared Goff's career, and that's great. Oren, do you let me know if you get that video, that audio from today's presser, because it is pretty interesting. He is making an entrance. It was pretty cool. Caleb Williams gives him a fist bump as he makes it in to the big room where the media is assembled. Here he is, Carl, talking about division rivals and not backing away.
Okay. I know this is the toughest division of football right now. There's three teams that made the playoffs this year. I've got tremendous amount of respect for the coaches and the players in this league. Haven't competed against them for the last 6 years. Dan Campbell, Kevin O'Connell, you're talking about two guys that are up for Coach of the Year awards as the season ends here. And to be quite frank with you, I kind of enjoyed beating Matt LaFleur twice a year.
Okay. So, for those who are not familiar with the recent Bears history, Ryan Pohl said they were going to run the North, basically. And needless to say, that has not panned out. So, I think that's why you didn't hear a lot of people like, yeah, get him, coach. He was like, What did he just say? What? So, if you know, Carl and I, over the years, we've had a lot of fun breaking down, you know, press conferences from, was it Jim Tom Sula with the 49ers?
Yep. Yes,
you know,
sir.
The Dan Campbell saying he was going to, you know, bite people on the knees, you know, to Sirianni. And Sirianni's made it to a Super Bowl. And Tom Sula, you know, lasted 1 year. And Campbell's, you know, going to have to rebuild this thing in Detroit after losing his staff. So, again, you only get one chance to make a first impression. Nobody will remember what you said unless, you know, you really stink it up. and you validate. I don't know. What did you make? He went there, Carl. A lot of folks at Chicago already saying, oh, don't poke that bear. Pardon the pun.
Yeah, look, Aaron Rodgers, for his time in Green Bay, owned the Bears. And I think in his last game where he scored, he even, you know, pointed to the sky and put the numbers up, which was a ridiculous number. Like, he lost to the Bears like three times or something of that nature. Point is, it's good for the league. I don't know, with you not having won a game as a head coach yet and Matt LaFleur's team being the youngest team in the National Football League, and the projections there, guys, are Green Bay is built for the long haul. They're going to be a problem for a while. And so, yeah, you're talking it, you know, to quote Amigos, Mike, you walk it like you talk it. You better back this up. And I don't have an issue with it, because from afar, like, I think we need these rivalries. I like it when the Bears don't like the Packers. I like it when the Jets and the Giants are good and they don't like each other. And I know it's been a long time. Or the Patriots and the Jets, which may happen again here with Vrabel and Aaron Glenn now becoming the new head coaches. Mm. That stuff is good for the league. I love the fact that we have our rivalry with the Saints. And whether or not it's respected around the league as it should be, we know in New Orleans and certainly here in the ATL what that's all about. That stuff is good for the league, man. So I'm all about it, but to your point, like, this is your first presser, bro, as the head coach. You might want to back that down a little bit. Just a little bit.
Right. As we said, you know, you could be, and like, we all know, guys, if everybody was really good at being a head coach, then no one would ever get fired. And every year there's turnover. There's generally like a quarter of the league or more has got to find new coaches. And some guys are great as assistants. Some guys are offensive geniuses. Some guys, you know, they're Bill Walsh. And then on the other side of the spectrum, you got Marty Morningweg. You know, so guys, they're not head coaches. And we'll see where it goes. I mean, I've learned my lesson not to judge, but it was interesting that you chose to go with that route in his introductory press conference in Chi-Town.
Yeah, my whole thing with the pressers, and it has been for many years, is simply, do you sound like you know what you're doing?
Right.
Nobody knows, really, until you get into the building. And that's why I don't get overly excited about these hires now. Because, again, you're talking about, you know, 30 years of seeing and hearing and being at these press conferences. Mike, I've heard it. I've heard guys come in and bang the table and say, we're going to win. And I've heard guys come in and say, I'm going to do the best job I can. Somewhere in between. You don't know until they get the job. And so when I hear guys get up there like, the UCLA coach this year, right? We played that presser when he was at the Big Ten, yeah. Media week. And he's like, we're UCLA and we're in LA. And you're going, what the hell, bro? What are you doing?
Right.
So
Yeah, that was the ultimate, oh boy, because it makes you wonder, is this guy going to be qualified to handle the responsibilities of being a head coach? You've been an OC, you've got your fiefdom, it's one side of the football, the organizational thing. What's your staff going to be like? You know, how do you fix, first thing, like, fix Caleb Williams and you're all set. Get the most out of that number one overall pick and you'll be fine. And that's why this made the most sense. I never thought it made any sense to go back to a defensive coordinator for Chicago just based on you've got to get the most out of your number one overall pick.
404-726-0929, guys. It's Dukes and Bell. Mike, we got to hit this because it just this isn't pointed at anybody specifically. But when we left the show yesterday and we were talking about Andrew Jones being left off again the Hall of Fame, you know, ballot, and he should be a Hall of Famer. Chipper Jones put it out there, and I just want to read this to you because Chipper knows he's a Hall of Famer and he knows that Andrew deserves to be one as well. But he says, I want to ask you voters something. If Andrew Jones played in New York, and he was a Yankee for 15 years with 10 gold gloves and 400 home runs and 13 ribbies, would he be a Hall of Famer? And Chipper smartly answered his own question saying, let me answer it for you. First ballot. He's right. And this has nothing to do with Andrew Jones. See, this is why I always say, if you are a voter, just simply ask yourself, was that guy the best in his position for 5 years or more? He's a Hall of Famer. It's that simple. And if you lasted 15 or 18 years and you were better than that, then the question, it shouldn't even be on the ballot. You should automatically know. And so when Chipper laid this out, and, you know, numerous people have responded and it's made national news, and that's fine. But I'm with him on this. And this gets back to this thing where, well, if he didn't play in Atlanta, what the hell, man? It's not like they didn't win. It's not like he wasn't great. Acknowledge what it was and let's put him where he deserves to be. And we're always making these examples. Well, if it was New York, if it was Boston, if it's Chicago, who gives a damn? And that's the most frustrating thing about this, Mike, is Chipper Jones, one of the greatest players ever, is like, let me help you guys with this. This dude had 400 home runs and had 1,300 ribbies, 10 gold gloves, and you're telling me he's not a Hall of Famer?
And it goes back to, and I agree with Chipper. I mean, there is, when you're in a smaller market, and Atlanta has gotten bigger and bigger. When I moved here, it was the 11th largest city. It's going to be the 6th largest city in America. And, you know, when you have the pressure of the New York media, the bigger markets in L.A. and Chicago, they have their agendas. They have more writers. That's why people always ask. And I've seen a bunch of guys and some writers I'm not fans of, but I agree with them on this point. Let's have total transparency. You know, there's too many guys writing, writers that have a vote. Some guys who really know baseball who don't have a vote, and let's see exactly what's on your sheet. Who is the knucklehead who didn't put Ichiro on there? You know what I mean? Come on. But this gets back to, you know, is it the Hall of Great? Is it the Hall of Fame? The Hall of Good? The Veterans Committee has put some guys in there who probably don't deserve to be. There's guys from back in the 1890s that nobody even knows, and their stats don't even come close. But I mean, it's just every era's got a different vibe, and there's a different thing about, you know, the dead ball era when the pitching was great with Bob Gibson and you know, Drysdale and Koufax. Baseball is constantly moving and evolving. But I say this, Harold Baines has 2,800 hits, and I can't remember a game that Harold Baines even played in, you know? And he's in the Hall of Fame. But Andrew Jones, coming up as a teenager, the amazing catches, everything, you know, Chipper said. And I said this goes back to the Falcons, too. Dale Murphy. Now, look, did you might know, because you got more baseball writer friends than I do, did Don Mattingly tick off the wrong people? Because the only thing that squashes the argument against Dale Murphy and against Andrew that Chipper's putting out there is how Don Mattingly isn't in the Hall of Fame, because for 5 or 6 years, he was one of the top players in the league. But if you put Tommy Nobis or Jeff Van Note or Jesse Tuggle in a Giants or Jets uniform, they'd all have gold jackets, because there's guys from the exact same statistical standpoint that played in a bigger market that are in. That's the beef, and I do agree with Chipper on that side of the argument.
Yeah. No, listen, everything he said is right. I guess I'm real.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a
sleeper. Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Reacting to the just...
you belong. Andrew Jones should be in. Dale Murphy should be in the Hall of Fame. Dale Murphy played clean. And, like, I know the guys who were in the steroid era, they're going to twist
MVP,
in the wind for decades.
MVP, right. Dude. Like, what?
Twice.
More?
Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday, where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.